smooching.
Okay. And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see him, you say that she
fluffed him off.
Huh?
She fluffed him off. So she kicked him out. She got rid of him.
And he asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
gave him back his ring.
Of course, she Jillier gave him the sack or jilted him.
Jilted him?
When would you use jilted him?
I think that would have to be in an engaged couple.
Mm-hmm. And you say she didn't turn him down, so they went ahead and got
engaged.
And then they got
hitched or married or eloped or whatever they did.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
And
or a bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people would get married, other people in the community would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise. They'd beat on pans or fire rifles, or they'd call that a... Did you ever hear of a serenade or a chivalry?
I wouldn't call that a serenade.
What would you think of a serenade?
Music. Not rifles and pans, but guitars and singing.
Would a serenade be done to people who were married, or would it be done by a boy to a...
Well, possibly on a wedding night, yes, serenade.
And how would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Say, I saw him, what, Houston.
He was going down the road.
Mm-hmm. Or last week I saw him
uptown.
Or what about if you're talking about Houston? You say I saw him. Would you say down in Houston or over at Houston?
Down in Houston. Houston's south.
What
up in Longview.
Because
up is north and down is south.
What about over?
Over could be either east or west.
What would be an example?
I'll climb over at center.
And you say there was trouble at a party. You say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested a
whole bunch.
Any other words besides bunch?
Gang.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a...
A dance.
Any old-fashioned names for a dance that you've heard of her?
Well, a ball.
And
but a ball is a more formal, organized dance. A dance could just be a bunch of people getting together, you know, sort of on the spur of the moment.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say 4 o'clock school.
Let's up.
And after vacation, children would ask when does school
start or take up.
If a child left home to go to school and didn't show up that day, you'd say she
played hooky.
And you go to school to get
an education.
And after high school, you go to
college.
And after kindergarten, go into the
first grade.
And
assuming you don't flunk kindergarten.
Years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
desk.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the